Today marks another milestone for Theater Squared, another milestone for a theater company not even 12 years old yet. Today, ground is officially broken for what will be T2's permanent home, complete with guest apartments for visiting artists, spaces dedicated to public use, and much more. Yesterday afternoon, Martin Miller, the managing director of T2, stood across the street from the building site on West Avenue in downtown Fayetteville and answered a few questions about the project. He says he's ready for the vision to take shape.
The difference is I've been seeing it for the last year, and all of a sudden I think other people are going to start seeing it take shape.
Do you have a real physical idea? I mean, we're standing here on near the corner of West and Spring, looking directly at the site. Can you in your mind's eye see, oh, that's where that will be, that's where that will be?
Absolutely. In front of us, the part of the marquee that reads Squared is right, and I'm pointing with my left hand right there on the corner of West and Spring. There's this really cool, architecturally distinctive staircase with seating risers built in that you can see through the glass in the lobby, also on our left. And this really sort of distinctive moment of the wall of the main stage theater to our right, where you just look at it and you understand that it's this rare place with no outside light, with no doors from the outside. It's a theater. It all happens in that box right over there. So yeah, it's going to be, and to think that it was, that it's a parking lot. Actually, it's a little bit of a torn up parking lot right now.
So what's really interesting, of course, is it's literally across the street from where almost, if not every, T2 performance has taken place so far.
Yeah, I mean, we like to joke that if somebody goes to the wrong address, we'll just shout at them. one way or the other, you know. If they try to go to the new space while we're in the old space, we'll beckon them over and vice versa.
When this is completed, there will be apartments.
There will be 8 dedicated guest artist apartments also along West Avenue right here, which helps it blend into that residential character of the neighborhood. And also helps us treat these amazing artists, professional artists we have the privilege to work with, as well as they should be treated. Actually, they get a great deal right now. They're staying with wonderful community members. But to have them right here on a creative campus with us will be a wonderful next step.
If you have a 20-minute break in rehearsal where you're not needed, cat nap, something like that?
Just run to your apartment or walk. I mean, it's right next door, but they may not want to leave the building because it's got these amazing public spaces, the 3-level commons, open to the public all day.
Yeah, tell me about that, because that's not something that happens at every theater.
It's unusual, actually, in the U.S., although it is what happens in the U.K. People tend to view their theater spaces as public spaces, and we really feel that as opportunity and a responsibility, because this is a building that the city of Fayetteville has put resources and support behind, as well as so many people that live here in Northwest Arkansas throughout the region. Side note, the commons in the UK, every theater is hopping, you know, all day long if they're doing it right. The Young Vic near downtown London is not just a great theater bar, it's a great bar. The idea is you come in, you can talk to the artists, you talk to each other about the experience you've just had or you're about to have, and it just lengthens the cultural moment to beyond just experiencing the show to also understanding it's a group experience and talking about it with that group and meeting the artists themselves.
The groundbreaking actually, I believe, is the official start of the public phase of the fundraising?
We're doing them both at the same moment. So we will announce how much we've raised Friday, June 23rd, which I believe is when folks will be hearing this as well. And we will also be announcing how much we have yet to raise. And that will be a call to action for our community to help us meet the challenge that the Walton Family Foundation, the City of Fayetteville, the Fayetteville A&P, and other donors have given us the challenge of, you know, what does it take to have not just a wonderful building and a wonderful professional theater, but really a world-class version of both right here in our neighborhood.
All right, dirt is turned at 4 o'clock on Friday, and it's not ceremonial. I mean, well, already you can hear that there's work going on. You know the date that everyone wants to know.
The completion date. 2019, mid-2019, we will be having our first performances in this space. So our whole 1920 season, will happen in this space. But we'll also have some special events even before that season starts.
That's not that far away.
No, it's just around the corner.
Is that a blessing or a curse? A blessing in that, oh, in a couple of years we're going to have a season. Oh, in a couple of years.
You know, we're a young theater company, so yeah, definitely blessing and a curse. It's amazing the responsibility, the level of responsibility that comes with moving into your own house for the first time, especially if it's not a starter home, and this isn't. But, you know, Northwest Arkansas has proven that it's a place where you can go from A to, you know, let's say Q. it's a place where a world-class museum sprang up overnight, and that's the level of expectation and aspiration that this area embodies, and so we're tagging along to that. We went to the National Theater Conference just 2 weeks ago, and everyone was basically saying, what is in the water there? You're an 11-year-old company. You guys are supposed to be questioning your next day, not looking at your next century. And yeah, it feels a little pluckish to say, well, that's what we're doing. But honestly, it is absolutely an opportunity we've been given by this community.
With the expectation that you'll have a season in 1920 in the new theater, does that affect at all what you might select to stage that year?
You know, we've really viewed this space as an evolution of what we've already created in our current facility and with our current audience. The relationship in terms of the intimacy, the new theater is just one row deeper than our current space. And as a matter of fact, the front row is impossibly 3 feet closer to the stage. I know it seems hard to believe, but there's the 3 foot buffer between the front row and our playing space right now. And also in terms of the type of work that we do, which tends to be, you know, these off-Broadway, award-winning, often premiere works, things that you would never see here otherwise. Things that are smart, that sometimes challenge our audiences, and which give them the opportunity to turn around and challenge us. So we're going to be doing that, but in a replete way, artistically full.
OurNextStage.org, a website, what can people find there?
We have all of the designs for the new facility. We have the backstory of how it came to be. And we'll also shortly be making live a portion of the site, which is all about the campaign and that effort and how people can join in to help make it real.
Martin Miller is the managing director of Theater Squared. Today, the theater company is officially breaking ground on the multi-million-dollar new theater building on West Avenue in downtown Fayetteville. Today also marks the official launch of the public portion of the capital campaign to raise the rest of the funds needed for the project.